It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever part of the world you're in. You have entered the Mr. Bertelson Twilight Zone, known as Mr. B's Neighborhood. How are my happy friends? I hear a resounding good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad that you are enjoying your life and enjoying the beauty of North Iowa and enjoying the friendship of your neighbors. Speaking of neighbors, Mr. Bertelson, if I could talk about myself, say my name correctly, has the pleasure of knowing this young man for some time through our mutual association with our church. His name is Dave Melby, and he's here with me today. Good morning, afternoon, evening, Dave Melby.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
Oh, that's a tough question to answer right now, Dave, because this program is about you, not me.
Oh, okay. So if you really want to know,
you can take me out for supper.
Today. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get
plan,
that clear.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Dave, the reason I wanted to have you on is that I wanted to know, how long have you and your lovely wife, and you can tell us about your lovely wife and your children, how long have you lived here in the Four City area?
So, my wife and I met after I was done being a tent maker at Emmanuel, and she was a youth director, or not a youth director, a hall director, I should say, at Waldorf. And we had some common friends, Bible study, we got to know each other, and so then we had time together and a lovely time in Forest City. And then I took a job down in the Cedar Falls area. And so then we were apart from each other. So we had about maybe a year and a half or so. Is it almost 2 years? About something like that of separation, where we were on the telephone and making calls, driving over to see each other.
You weren't doing
these are the
time,
old days. The kids don't know anything about that. What that's like, racking up those phone bills,
Long
thank goodness distance. I worked for a phone company too, so I did get a little bit of a perk on that, but just still had to pay. So
I'm sure you did, Dave. Yes.
But then both of us had lived in Forest City for 2 years then, and then we were married. Ruth got her education at the University of Iowa, and so then after she did that, she was offered a job back here in Forest City as a hall director, and so we moved back this way and have been here ever since. So it's been 30 years since that. Since the time we moved in there. Mm-hmm. So probably about 30 years ago, around this time, we were moving into the dorm, into Tanner over there, and experienced a whole new lifestyle. That
Is that a lifestyle you'd like to go back to? What was that, folks? Was that a yes or a no?
it had it some real good points.
I'm
it
sure
was
it
was fun I'm being sure with students and yes. their energy and
right.
But they do have a tendency to have later hours that they they're awake at night, so
yes, sometimes they're nocturnal, aren't they?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So they were disturbing us in the morning. It was probably as I was driving away, I was disturbing them in the morning because they weren't awake when I was going to work. So, but
so when did the boys come along then? How did that? Well, I guess you got married. Oh no,
right.
You were married.
Yep.
I'm not following.
Yeah. Yeah. So we came into town and
got it.
And we were married.
Yes.
Married then. So, so we had been at the University of Iowa and we were married.
Right.
A couple in that community. Got so, then we is it 2 or 3 years? I'm trying to remember, but we were in Tanner Hall for those
right.
that time, right. And then we decided that it was time to kind of move on with things, and so we bought a house and we had our first son, Mark. very soon after that. So, yep. And he brought us a lot of joy and a lot of fun, and we got to really be a part of a beautiful start of a life in that
of
way.
Course,
so,
of
yep.
Course, yes.
And then about 19 months, I think, or about a year and a half after that, then Daniel was born. So I've always said when you have one child, it's like having one child. But when you have two children, it's like having five.
Can I
or
quote you on
three
that?
Or something.
I've
you know,
heard
it just,
that. I like it.
Yeah, it just seems like life just really gets a little different. And
chaotic.
But it's chaotic. But the place gets to be pretty busy and a lot of fun. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah, we in our little house out in Westgate,
we
lived out there for as the boys were growing up, and then we moved into another house in closer to the church. So
sure.
Yep, so we're almost like the parsonage for the church. We're just pretty close by. So yeah, it's been pretty nice for us. Just wake up and over to church and back.
Absolutely.
And so yep.
Right. So tell me where your boys are now, or they're men now.
Yeah, they're men.
What's
yep.
going on?
Yep. They both graduated from Concordia, and that's where my wife graduated, Concordia.
Okay.
I'm the black sheep. I graduated from Luther.
Okay.
So I'm always having to kind of...
Rub their nose into your face with that one. That's not the right expression.
Do they
give you... Grief.
Grief. Probably that's
okay.
a good way to put it.
Let's just go with grief.
Grief
okay.
is a good word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had to kind of stand up for myself, but
okay.
I've loved the college and what it's offered for my children.
Mm-hmm.
Mark was fortunate enough to get a job then after college at Concordia at his alma mater.
Yes.
He started out in the religion and foreign languages department, mm-hmm. and was managing those two departments,
mm-hmm.
And then he just more recently took a job as the international study international. It's more of a study abroad, so like an associate director of study abroad.
Okay.
So basically, he helps the kids get their visas, helps the kids get their housing. He's working with, you know, to identify different places in the world where the students can travel,
mm-hmm.
And working with those places to make sure that everything is kosher and it's a good place for them to be.
Oh,
so mm-hmm. it's right up his alley because he did a lot of traveling and his major is in Spanish, so he's
mm-hmm.
he just loves to be a part of that Spanish type of culture. So.
Sorry for interrupting, David. So then what, how long has he been in that position then?
This position he got earlier this summer, so it hasn't been very long, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your other happy son?
The other happy son, Daniel, is in, he's a band director, which is probably no surprise to anybody.
No.
But since he was such a big band guy here, and then he was with the Blue Stars, and you know, for 3 years, and he was also was on the staff with the Blue Stars, too. So, but he's up in Virginia, Minnesota, way up in the Iron Range,
yes.
And he is a band director. I think he's 6 through 12.
I see.
At the school there.
Okay.
So, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he has, I believe it's three or four bands that he has, you know, for the different... Sixth, seventh, maybe it's more than that. I'm not sure, but he's got a number of bands. So, yeah.
Have you traveled up for any of his concerts?
We have. In the first year, we did, and we participated in a football halftime event.
Mm-hmm.
We also have been up there for a parade that they had in the wintertime. You know, they had around here. We're kind of like. We're not as big into that, but up there they're going around and having a marching band in the middle of winter, you know, for their Winterfest. So they played on their street with all kinds of snow, and so we were up there for that, and then in the summer part of his job too is to bring the students to different parades that they have up there in the summer.
Sure.
So he has, I think he's had up to 6 different parades that he's had the kids be a part of up there.
Mm-hmm.
So So that's we've been up there for some parades of his and stuff like that too. So
has he taught only at one school, or has he been at more than one?
Just
school?
One. Okay. Yep.
And how long has that been?
Roughly. I believe he's in his fourth year.
My gosh.
I'm guessing.
And he really likes it.
He does like it. Yeah.
In that part of the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really, it's a beautiful country up there.
I bet it is.
Lots of lakes and trees, and yes. You know, it's definitely northern Minnesota.
Yes.
But it also means the cold of northern Minnesota too. So, he sent some pictures last winter of showing where the truck that he bought, the piles were almost as high as the new truck that he bought.
Goodness.
Yeah. So they had a lot of snow up there this year. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We don't quite know what that's like.
We don't.
No.
No.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And we also don't know. I think one of the years, I think a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. it had almost gotten to 50 below up there, too. We don't know of those temperatures. So.
No, we do not. I'm so, guessing yeah. they didn't have school that day, probably.
Well, it's funny. he'll talk about that. He jokes with us because, you know, we down here might call school off if it's 3-4 inches of snow or if
absolutely.
There's a threat of snow, you know. Up there, he was talking about one time where he was driving to work and it was just log jammed. It was one of those times where they just had a ton of snow and he was kind of grumbling all the way. They were having school. It was, you know, probably, I don't know how many inches of snow they got, but it was much more than we would even thought about having school for around here. So, yep. Wow. So it wouldn't surprise me in cold temperatures even.
I bet you're right.
Yep.
Just bundle up and go.
Boop. Yep, go. We're tough up here.
Yeah, there you go. So, Dave, what is your happy wife doing now, may I ask?
She is she works at Winnebago County, and she is the, I'm trying to say it's a C, it starts with a C, she is the advocate. It doesn't start with a C, it starts with an A. How about that? She's the advocate for Winnebago County. So she advocates for people in the county that need assistance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the county. So she's done that. She's been a part of that for, I believe, 11 years. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she enjoys that work and does a really good job with it, too.
Sure,
so meeting the needs.
We haven't found out about what you do. You don't just stay home and watch game shows all day, do you?
Well, you know, I'm getting closer to that. You might know what that's like. I don't know.
I don't sit and watch game shows.
Okay.
Today,
okay? Yep. Okay. You've got other things you've got going on.
Maybe a talk show. But that's okay. That's
yeah,
another story.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
But you're employed.
But I'm employed at Curry's Company in Mason City. I'm a programmer analyst over there. And
speak in English. What does that mean?
So that means that I work with the computer systems and software over there. So we
that.
Yep, we it's all developed at Curry's by developers over 40 years of time. And so we are just basically either keeping it running or bringing in new things that, you know, make it a little more like fun, a little more fun for people, like web interfaces and all the bells and whistles of the new age. So that's what we we keep the place running. We're the like core of the business. So yeah, if it wasn't for these systems, it would be big trouble.
I'm sure.
Yep.
I don't think probably you'd want to hire me then.
Well, you know, we can talk afterwards. No guarantees.
I have trouble with email, Dave.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yep. I don't know if he'd even want to do the job to begin with.
You know? I don't.
Yep.
Dave, what are some of your hobbies and interests?
So I'm a musical person. I've always been. I was in band. I was, you know, in high school, marching band. I was in orchestra. At college, I was in band over there as well. I've been in jazz bands. And then switched over to choir when I was at Luther, and I finished out my time in choir, and I really enjoyed being in the choirs at the college over there. And then after graduation, I've just kept the skills up, playing guitar, on my own. More recently, I've been doing more like with bands, being a part of bands. I'm in a band right now, a band called Bad Habits, and we're a band that plays a lot of music of our era.
Oh, what era would that be?
I don't know. It's probably the the late 2000s, maybe.
I don't think
so. I don't think so either. Yeah.
So you played disco music.
It was before the 90s. We'll put it that way. Okay. Yep. So.
And where does this band perform?
We perform in all of North Iowa. Yep. But primarily over in the Manly, Grafton, St. Ansgar, over in that area, since most of the group is from that part of the state, part of this area.
Of course. Yep. So, do you get together quite often in practice, or have you honed your skills so well you don't need to do that, or what?
In order to make it happen, we have to rehearse once in a while. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So we in the off season, which is kind of our winter season, that's when we kind of maybe decide on some new music, and then we work those new songs, and then we get to the busy summer months, which are a lot of festivals and a lot of things, and that's where we're doing a lot of those county fairs and things like that. So
that's gonna be really exciting.
Yeah, it is fun. Yep. Mm-hmm. I play the bass in that group. Mm-hmm. I also am in the worship band at the church.
Right.
I've helped out on
at
Sunday
Emmanuel
mornings
Lutheran
at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I've helped out playing in numerous capacities over the years, playing guitar, playing bass, singing. I've sang with you. We've had a chance to harmonize together.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, that's music has always been my passion, and it's really something that
Do you like to sit on your porch like Andy Griffith did in Mayberry and pick the strings?
Well, one would think that, right? But I probably don't. No. No. Yep. No.
I thought maybe there was a chance of that.
No. Also, with the boys being as busy and all the things that they've got going on, Ruth and I enjoy getting together with them and having them come see us. And the youngest son has actually just got his contractor's license, Daniel, and he's been doing a lot of work at our house. So he's been doing some visits to work on our back patio. He worked on our deck. He's worked on our put siding on our garage. He's been working on our bathroom more recently, upstairs bathroom. So just amazing. And so it's been fun to almost be like the person who's the second hand guy, I guess, while he's, doing some of that work. But he's really doing great work, and he does that a lot in the summer.
Wow,
so
what a wonderful skill to possess.
So
always in demand.
We enjoy the work that he's doing and and also being kind of the place where he can maybe hone his skills a little bit too. So enjoy getting together with them. And then also just being outside, doing gardening, taking care of the house, and taking walks, taking some bike rides, getting walked by our dog.
So, I've seen many people in this town being walked by their dog.
Right. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
what kind of dog do you have, Dave?
We have a little, she's Maggie is her name. She's 5 years old.
Okay.
And she's a little mini Labradoodle. So she's about 25 pounds, or not less than, she's about 20 pounds.
And she's walking you, Dave.
Pretty much, yeah. She's not like a 90-pound lab that is, you could just about ride. But, I think she likes to kind of get around and check things out. So we try to hold her back and do the best we can. So, but always a little squirrel crosses her path.
I'm like that, too. So, sure. Anyway, yeah. Dave, do you and Ruth foresee any time in the future leaving the Four City area? Or is this your Shangri-La?
Well, it's kind of where we fell in love, and when we were in Iowa City and Ruth was getting her education,
right.
We always kind of dreamed about being back in Forest City. Mm-hmm. So, we have no plans in the near future. because I'm so young as I am, I've got a number of years till retirement.
Convince yourself of that,
yeah.
David. You go right ahead.
Right. Yeah. Actually, sometimes it's not soon enough, but yeah. But yeah, so we enjoy Forest City and all that it has to offer, and it's been a great place to be here and raise family and has good so many good things. So
well, we're so glad that you're a part of the community.
Yeah.
So, Dave, with your band, then.
Yep.
So, I'm just curious. Are you the lead singer of this band?
I'm a backup singer.
Backup singer.
Yep.
Do you want to do a couple tunes for us right now? What's one of your favorite covers that you do?
Well, we do we do Tom Petty and we
Tom
do
Petty.
We do Rolling Mac? Stones, Fleetwood Mac.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
The Pointer Sisters?
Nope, no Pointer Sisters. we have one girl in the band, so it would be, you know, one of us would have to, you know, sing pretty high if we're going to work that out, right? Yeah. Sisters, yeah. So
what a great artistic outlet, though.
Well, yeah, it's been really wonderful. Yeah, yes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think that it kind of goes to show that as with any of us, if we just find that passion, we just feel like, you know, as I'm singing and as I'm getting ready and I'm rehearsing, you know, it's not work for me. It's just, you know, it just feels like what I was made to do. And I might go out in the yard and mow the lawn and I don't have the same feeling, you know. Man, this is taking a long time. But, you know, the hours can just whittle away with, you know, doing something like that. And it just is what it is. So, mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it, folks. The multi-talented Dave Melby. Not only does he play in bands, but he's employed at Curry's, and he hates to mow the lawn. Well, so, you just said it.
It's not my passion. Don't. How's that?
Okay. So, anyway, folks, I'm so glad that I got to talk to Dave today. We wish him well. He and his wife, with continued success in living in this wonderful town of Forest City in the North Iowa area. So thank you, Dave, for being my guest today.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
You're welcome,
Dave.
Yeah,
it's been a whole lot of fun. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe the time went so fast.
What's that?
Can't believe the time went by so fast. I think it feels like we just got started.
Yeah, you weren't mowing the lawn, see?
Right, that's it.
Cool. Okay. So anyway, folks, this is Mr. B signing off. I hope you have a wonderful time with your neighbors. So enjoy that second cup of coffee. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.